broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Just 24 days to Maui, we go to the Plantation Course, the home of the Century Tournament of Champions. Of course, we don't know the full field, but we know that Justin Thomas is the defending champion, and he'll be here in the clubhouse this morning. We have Brandel Chamblee, golf analyst, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. He is author of The Anatomy of Greatness. Wes Wailahua is executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. We've got the Mauna Lani Hawaii State Open coming up next weekend. Karen Palacios Jensen, she's going to get your game on through fitness. She's vice president of LPGA Teaching and Club Professionals, LPGA Teaching Master Teaching Professional, and a certified Pilates trainer. She's got a great website that you can go to. Find out about cardiogolf.com. Ken Barley, co-owner, co-founder, Photo Ball Marker. Yes, it's a great gift, and it's a ball mark so that, you know, but you got your picture on it, your favorite photo, your favorite logo, whatever makes you happy. You put that on your ball mark. So when you put that down and pick up your ball, you know the luck's on your side. And Stephen Arendt, head professional at the Plantation Course at Kapalua, home of the Century Tournament of Champions, he will be joining us as well this morning. So we have a great lineup for you, and we're going to just, get this thing going. All right. We'll thank the people who make this show possible first off.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
A great day today for you to get out and play a round of golf. It's going to be partly cloudy and then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. So it's not going to get super warm today, and we'll have a partly cloudy day for most of the islands, 79 to 84. The winds are variable to 10 miles an hour, and then they're going to switch out of the north again, that chilly northerly wind blowing 15 miles an hour this afternoon. So a great day to play a round of golf. Not too hot, but still, remember, anytime there's sun, you're going to get the rays are going to get you. That's why your solar water panel still makes hot water for you. Regardless of cloud cover, you'll still get hot water. And we've got some tee times you might want to take advantage of. It's 49 degrees. On the Big Island at Volcano, there's an 8:48 and there's a 9:30, and maybe by 9:30, 11:10, that's also available, and it'll warm up and be fabulous for you. Makalei has an 8:56, a 9:30, an 11:10. Poipu Bay, point at Poipu, they've got a tournament, they're going out today, and there's a 9 o'clock, a 10:30, an 11:20. If you'd like to go get some fabulous gifts, because it's that time of the year, 50% off. That's men's tops and bottoms, women's tops and bottoms. And if you just don't know what to get, a gift card is always a great idea, especially at Poipu Bay. And on Oahu, we've got Kapolei. There's an 8:30 and a 12:20. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, an 8:48, a 9:30, a 10:18. Makaha East, 9:30, 10:30. And at the Kahili Course, we've got We've got several tea times for you on the Kahili course. There's an 8:30, a 9:30, and a 10:36. And the Wailea Gold course has an 8:36, a 9:11, a 10:41, with the Emerald course, 8:53, 11:17. Great, great folks who support Junior Golf and Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. The Michelle Wee, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Tournament of Champions, wrapped up last weekend. Really great event. It's so inspiring. And of course, Michelle Wee was in town and just really makes the kids feel terrific. And they're all in the ballroom. And thank you so much to the Wailea courses for being the host and being so great to Hawaii State Junior golfers. Maui Nui, there's a 9:32 and a 10:28. So we're really looking forward to talking with Brandel Chambly. I've got so many questions I want to ask him. Right now, we've got the QBE shootout going on at Tiburon, and I'm watching all the players. And it's interesting to see players that you haven't seen. I mean, Steve Stricker is Steve Stricker. Does he ever miss a putt? He should become the great putting guru for all people to go to and learn his putting stroke. And Lexi may be one of those people who may want to do just that because, you know, she's got this incredible swing. And speaking of swing, an analyst, Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel, lead studio analyst for Golf Channel. He's on Golf Central. He's live from coverage at the major championships, major events like the Players, Ryder Cup, President's Cup. There's always live from, and it's the whole week. It's fabulous. So and he's the father of four. And son Braden died as an infant, and there's a memorial playground for him at the Phoenix Children's Hospital. And when I read that, Brandel, I was like, oh, what a wonderful thought. You know, there's a playground for Braden. So in spirit, well, he's always
thank
there.
Thank you very much.
That's beautiful.
You know, it was it still is a very sad, just devastating, really. But, you know, in his memory, so many friends came together and we had a wonderful charity that ran for about 10 years and they were building a new Phoenix Children's Hospital and it didn't have a sort of a place of respite for the kids who spend months there. It was a collaborative idea and the project built this beautiful playground, sort of in his memory, and there's been additions to that playground over the years. And, it's a nice place to go sit quietly. And at least for me, there's kids running around there having a ball,
That's the spirit of it. I mean, when I thought about his spirit and having the playground, it was just, it's perfect. And
yeah,
glad to have you here. Glad to be able to talk with you. It's a good time of year to have Brandel Chambly, golf analyst and author of The Anatomy of Greatness. Great book. And you love taking, why did you become fascinated with analyzing the swings of the great players?
Well, when I played for a living, back then we didn't have all the technical gadgets we do now.
All the gadgets? Yes, exactly.
And all the gadgets, right? I would tape the events and I'd come home and I'd run them in VHS tapes and I'd run them back and forwards. And I remember at the time watching, it seemed like to me the best players came slightly over the top, like if you're looking down the line, the butt end of the club would trace a path outside the path that it took on the way back. And I remember at the time thinking, why doesn't anybody teach that? Everybody teaches, lay the club off on the same plane, practice one on the way down, but most of the best players didn't do that. And most of the best players didn't have it on the same plane coming down. They had it on the way back. I thought, why doesn't anybody teach that? So about then I started becoming intrigued with the golf swing, but my job as an analyst, I'm always trying to answer the question why. And when you dig deep far enough, it boils down to different grades of different golf swings. So I thought, I need to educate myself as much as I can. So I am never not looking at swings and trying to figure out what makes them great, what makes them last, why people struggle, and so forth.
It's perfect. What you just said, what makes them last, and I have to go to the shootout, the QBE shootout at Tiburon. And I'm watching, of course, the two of them playing, these long hitters, and Lexi Thompson playing again. Greg Norman saying he was so impressed with her last year, he needed to have her back again. And I watch her swing. Brandel, I watch her swing, and I watch, it's like a violent, and I think to myself, how long can somebody swing with that upward motion, that thrust, and then coming up really up on the tippy toes like that? Is that a swing that you can play with for, you know, we talk about golf for life. Is this a swing for life?
Well, that's a good point, Danielle. You know, if you look at players that have lasted a long time without many injuries, they didn't typically have steep releases, or should I say steep angles of attack. You know, that's a lot of impacts with the ground, so to speak, and that has a cumulative effect through the body. And she has a very steep angle of attack with her irons. You know, she takes huge swaths of land. So no, she'll run into problems with her wrists and her forearms and elbows, and she will. I'm surprised that, you know, she has a beautiful backswing, right? I mean, she's very athletic.
Yes.
You know, I would argue that, you know, she has too much resistance in her lower body, but she's got a wonderful athleticism, and she's capable of still turning her shoulders well past 90. And then, you know, because she doesn't turn her lower body in the backswing, she's really only left with one choice, which is to jump. And she jumps. So she doesn't have a matching rotation with her vertical leap. She doesn't have great rotation through the ball. And when you don't have great rotation through the ball, you know, you're going to have to make compensations. And I think, you know, she could improve her short iron play, vastly. And she could do it just by paying attention, just by going out and doing what Don really track man and looking at, the angle of attack, and looking at the consistency of spin, and looking at the consistency of trajectory, and matching it up. She's such a good athlete. She could almost figure it out on her own. But if she doesn't change the way she hits a short iron, she will injure herself. There is no question in my mind about it.
Yeah, I was just, you know, watching the impact and just the tear on the body. It looked like, wow, that's. And the reason I thought about it this morning, I was watching Morning Drive and they were talking about Lexi, and Charlie Reimer said, you know, if she would just learn to putt better, then she'd be one of the greatest of all time. And I thought, well, I wonder if she'd be maybe that would be true, but how long could she perform at this, with this athleticism, with this intensity that she puts into it? And so the follow up to that, the idea of putting, how, you know, what makes a Steve Stricker consistency? When Tiger Woods was on top of the world, Tiger could putt and you could almost count on him dropping that ball. Where do you, can you sit down and, you know, hit putts for days and learn it?
Well, I'm writing a second book. It'll be out sometime in the next year. I'm almost spent.
We're losing you.
Philosophy is the first. It's the short, you know, it's the commonalities of the greatest short games of all time. But all the putters, for the most part, have a lot of commonalities. You know, their thumbs are straight down the shaft on the grip. Same thing with Tiger, same thing with Stricker. They have relaxed postures. In other words, not a lot of knee bend, not a lot of knee flex. They have rounded backs, which puts their arms sort of relaxed and on the front of their body. And, you know, as my partner in crime this week on the air, Billy Kratzer, was pointing out that they kind of had, you know, an arched, wrist, which allows them to set the putter head well behind their hands in the backstroke and release it, which is a commonality of the greatest putters of all time. If you put Bobby Jones and Horton Smith, who in my mind is the greatest putter ever, and Jack Nicklaus and Ben Crenshaw and Tiger Woods, and you put them up on a screen, you could black out their bodies, right, where you couldn't even see their body. And you could just see the swinging of the putter. And then put, obviously, Bobby Locke in there as well. And you could just see the swinging of the putter. You would see that their strokes are almost identical, that the putter head actually does swing well behind their hands, the backstroke. And it releases. Most of them think of the stroke, at least from the top of their backstroke, as a right-handed motion. And there's a lot of release. And I look at Lexi Thompson, and I think she could improve her putting, I would imagine, instantly if she changed her setup. She's got a lot of angle in her legs. She bends over too much from the waist. She would just go spend, you know, 2 days on YouTube and looked at Brad Faxon and Ben Crenshaw and Bobby Jones and Bobby Locke, and then try to adopt their stuff. Her stroke would improve. I guarantee it would.
Would she need to watch someone with her height? I mean, she's 6 feet tall. So yeah. Do tall people have a harder time putting?
Well, you know, 6 feet is not bad at all. You know, George Archer was 6'5". And, you know, he certainly bent over a lot. George was a great putter. Bob Charles was I think 6'2" or 6'3". He was a great putter. They had, sort of more, I'd say sort of wooden looking strokes, but they were great strokes. No question about it. But at 6 feet tall, you know, the idea is really to have a longer putter, so that your elbows are soft. You know, Jack Nicklaus would grip he would only have a shortest grip as possible. So he was forced to grip it all the way at the end of his putter. Ray Floyd used a very long putter so that he could have soft elbows. Ricky Fowler, if you look at Ricky Fowler, he's probably got the best stroke in the game right now. Mm. He uses a longer than standard putter and he has soft elbows. And it would allow her, if she stood up and used a longer putter, to soften her elbows and to take some of the pressure out of her hands and her arms and her shoulders and her entire body. And it would help her. It would help her immediately.
When you said that, I thought, okay, this is an interesting thing because we know that the full swing is so opposed. It's an athletic move while putting is almost opposite. It's a feel. It's a, you know, it's not something you don't grab that thing and mallet it.
right. Well, putting is, it's an art for sure. I mean, there are a lot of people trying to look at it more scientifically. And I acknowledge the benefits of science, but when you watch the best putters in the world and you go, everybody that goes and talks to a putter will avoid this information they get, because invariably they're going to
Brandel?
Something that, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, sometimes when you turn, I think we lose you a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel analyst. He's author of The Anatomy of Greatness, Lessons from the Best Golf Swings in History. And you're coming out with a new book. What is the name of it?
Well, it is The Anatomy of Greatness, and it's Lesson from the Greatest Short Games of All Time. So it'll be basically 100 yards and in. Chip shots, pitch shots, bunker shots, and putting. And it's been a joy because unlike the full swing, there really isn't that much great literature out there on the commonalities of great short games. Mm-hmm. And there really isn't that much easily found video or pictures of the great short games and putting strokes of the best players. So it's been you know, almost, I've almost felt like an archaeologist going back and looking at all of this, this terrific video and pictures. So it's been very, very, insightful for me.
I'm looking forward to it. You write well and you put it together in a very concise way. It's very understandable. That's why The Anatomy of Greatness, Lessons from the Best Golf Swings in History was so successful. Let's go to the big question that, of course, you've probably talked about for days. But, you know, my show's once a week. So Tiger Woods, he's, you know, it was interesting. Greg Norman, of course, it's his event this week and he was asked and he said, and I suppose he had to say something, but he said something to the effect of don't put too much in Tiger Woods' return because he doesn't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think there's any love lost between Greg Norman and Tiger Woods, between either one of them. So, you know, I wouldn't I wouldn't have expected a sanguine reply. Yeah. But I think everybody who watches golf and watches it closely can agree that Tiger Woods exceeded everybody's expectations. Nobody, except for maybe the tour players that he was playing with, would have seen that coming. He drove it straighter than pretty much anybody can remember. Going back to 2000, and it looked like he could do it time and time again. He had 13 fairways in the final round. He only missed one fairway by a couple of feet. Well, since 1999, he's only hit 14 fairways, every fairway twice on tour. So he drove it long. He drove it straight. He had great long irons. He putted beautifully. He didn't look like he was going to be injured. It doesn't sound like he's going to injure himself in the same spot anytime soon. So I think everybody was very impressed with Tiger Woods' return. The chipping remains a question, but I think most people will agree that with that golf swing, he can contend in golf tournaments and possibly win again, which will be one of the greatest. He's already authored two great comebacks for us, but it looks like he still wants more, and we still want to see more.
Yeah, that there is no doubt that, you know, when we talk about golf being healthy and great and everything's fine and we don't really need Tiger Woods, and then he does something like show up for a tournament. And what I loved about him this time was his deprecating sort of statement. Where do you expect to finish, Tiger Woods? Oh, in the top 18. Of course, there's only 18 players. You know, that whole attitude, right, in addition to his good showing on the course, really, I thought, just made it even better because of his attitude.
Yeah. You know, he did show a little lighter side. You know, I think he has been away from the game long enough now that he there's some humility there, but also I think he's been watching with a lot of interest and a lot of entertainment watching these young players. And he didn't know what to expect, but you know, that I hope I finish in the top 18 after round number one, it kind of changed because he said afterward, round number one, you know what? I'm only three back. So you could tell by his play in round number one that he was even caught off guard at how solid and far he was hitting the golf ball. And I got the sense that he went from trying to just complete four rounds to trying to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no doubt that he was ready to win. The more he could taste it, the more he was charging. And I think that almost hurt him because they're in at this part of his life when he feels that coming on. You know, he's vulnerable. He's going to be vulnerable. He's had so much go on in his life. And there, you open up little holes inside yourself, and then you get excited, and then things sort of come off the rails a little bit. And I think we saw that on Saturdays, and we've seen that over the past few years on Saturdays when he's done, you know, he's made the cut, and everybody's going, yay, Tiger's in, he's got a chance, and then Saturday just, and then he tries hard to come back, and sometimes he finishes okay, but you know, the victory is not possible. So it was just really rewarding to see all the work that he's put into it, his attitude, his game, his body, how much time he gave himself, and it was it felt really good watching. Do you have any idea when he wants to play next?
Well, my guess is that Tiger will stick to a similar schedule that he's always played. You know, he remains, you know, an enigma in that regard. You know, Rory releases his schedule for half the year. Tiger never does. who knows why he does that? But, I'm sure he'll play Farmers. Maybe he'll play the LA Open because, you know, that's an event that he did play early in his career and sort of one or two times later in his career. But it would be a nice fit for him. If he's driving the ball better, the LA Open would be a great fit for him. But I expect to see him. I went through the schedule. He'll play, my guess is, you know, 15, 16 times if he qualifies for the FedEx Cup, which I expect him to, you know, after watching him. I don't think his chipping is back. I think he's still going to struggle. But I think just on the strength of what I saw that, you know, he'll play well. And I'm blown away by it. I didn't expect him to look that good. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Right on. That's so great. I got to ask a final question. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day. out of those guys, I mean, Justin obviously is on a roll. Jordan, I don't know where he is. Rory, gosh, that's an enigma. And so is Jason. Dustin Johnson, I kind of expect to be following through. He seems to be on an uptick. So can I get to Rory and Jason? What do you think's going on with, is Jason just happy being a dad right now?
Well, I think, you know, I honestly think workouts hurt them. I've said this before. I think their injury, I could be dead wrong on this, but my opinion is that, you know, the metamorphosis of their bodies, I don't think it's doing them any good. You know, I think Tiger Woods swung faster when he was sinewy, not bulky. And, you know, Greg Norman actually yesterday, there was a comment that he made that I thought was spot on, was there's a difference between being ego fit and golf fit. And I think, you know, combination of, you know, Jason Day's workouts has made him have to shorten his golf swing. That's what he says. He has to shorten his golf swing. And once you shorten your golf swing, he's already got a quick transition. So, you know, he needs, in my opinion, he needs to be working on, only flexibility, because he needs to lengthen his golf swing. When he had his fabulous year in 2016, it was because he had added length to his golf swing and he had time in transition and he became a little better iron player, and that's all he needed to do. Rory's rib injury, you know, it worries me because I want to see Rory. He's one of the best people in the world of golf, to watch play, to listen to, the whole thing. He got a little, I think, out of kilter with his putting stroke, and he's trying to regain his equilibrium there. So if he can stay healthy and find any sort of form on the putting green, you know, Rory could have another sort of mini comeback, so to speak, because it's been almost 4 years since he's won a major championship.
And 4 years. That's why when you say any kind, I love when you say that. So when he could have any kind of a swing.
I mean, Rory's golf swing is fabulous. There's so many things I love about it. And you know, I, he teases me about, you know, sometimes I'll say, I'm a little worried about his workout routines. He'll send tweets to me of him working out.
Yeah, we're losing you again, Brandel.
I realize that's a big part of his regiment preparing for events, but I'm worried about it. You know, I'm like the old father looking at the young kids, and I'm worried about it because I don't want him to injure himself.
Well, it's a pleasure talking with you. Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel. He's the lead studio analyst for Golf Channel on Golf Central and live from coverage at the major championships. And someday I'd like to have your beautiful wife, Bailey Mosier, on the show with me. That would be great. Love to meet her.
Oh, I'd love to be with
you. Well, we've lost Brandel again. I'm sorry, Brandel, we're going to have to go. We've lost you, but let her know. Thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with a beautiful young woman too, Karen Palacios Jansen, about how you can, you know, use that sinewy part of your body and really lengthen yourself so that you're more able to be flexible, which is so important in your golf swing. But first, we're going to talk with Wes Wailihua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director, right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Wes Wailahua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, aloha. Good morning.
Good morning. Wes must be the busiest man in show business, golf show business, that is, because we are, of course, on an island, and then there's a whole bunch of islands. He serves all of the islands that make up the state of Hawaii. Then he has to travel to the big island, the biggest one, the mainland, and he's constantly on the road. I don't know how you sleep. Do you sleep on airplanes?
I'm getting used to it. You know, when you do as many miles as I do, I'm probably going to end a little over 220,000 miles up in the air this year. But it is a different life. It teaches you how to be patient and just kind of roll with the tides, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes. And then you organize these amazing events. We just had the Hawaii Golf Industry Conference, and it was you did a great job. And now it's the big event of the year, the Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open, December 15th through the 17th. Mauna Lani Resort, of course, five-time title sponsor. This makes the sixth time. Is the open played on both of the 18-hole championship golf courses?
Yes, it is. We play both both courses. We utilize the north and the south course of the Francis H. E. Brown courses that are there at Mauna Lani. And, you know, with the history that Mauna Lani has and its legacy tied to Hawaii, going back to the Skins game and the Brown family and, you know, everything that's gone into developing the property, a lot of people forget about Mauna Lani. They usually stop at Hualalai or move down to Mauna Kea. But to us, Mauna Lani is such a hidden gem with these beautiful green emerald fairways that run from side to side all the way up into the lava. And the course is beautifully maintained out there every year. And I think it's one of the things that attracted us to engaging Mauna Lani to see if they would be willing to participate and support one of our major events for the year.
I loved it. I absolutely loved being at the Skins game at Mauna Lani. It was gorgeous. It was wonderful. The green against the black, against the blue. It's truly inspiring, and there's a quietness to it. You know, if you get to play golf there sometime, you really must, because of just all of the senses that are awakened and quieted at the same time when you're playing at Mauna Lani. Of course, it won't be quiet. There's hundreds of people descending upon Mauna Lani next weekend, the Aloha Section's flagship event, that is. You've got PGA, of course, club professionals, top amateurs. They're coming from U.S., Japan, and Korea. This is how many golfers do you got coming?
We have just over 176 players in the event this year. To be honest with you, this is the first year we've actually oversold this event. We had 220 applications this year, and our tournament committee does a fantastic job of trying to make sure we get as many players into the event. But of course, we want to also make sure the experience at Mauna Lani is up to our standards for the PGA. So overselling it and putting all 220 in is not realistic for us. We just want to make sure that there's a good flow, the players enjoy themselves, because we look at this event as a year-end celebration for golf in Hawaii. This is our final stop on what we would call our local tour before the start of the new year, which kicks off with our large PGA Tour events, from the Sentry to the Sony to the Mitsubishi in January, which is part of the wraparound season for the Tour. So for us, this is a very important event to make sure the experience and the overall satisfaction to the players is a success on and off the golf course.
That's beautiful. And TJ Kua is back, of course. He's the defending champion. I was just going through, Kaylee Akagi and Zoe Akagi-Buston are both in the field. How many girls are playing? How many women?
We have 10, I believe it's 10 or 11, 11, I believe, as of yesterday, that are in the field. And eight of them, I believe, are amateurs, and there are two female professionals. Brittany Yatta, who won last year, is also coming back to defend. It's not the largest field of women that we would like. We would obviously love to see more, because I think diversity is a huge part in the continued growth of the game. And we're going to continue to try and grow it as much as we can. But Mamalani, as beautiful as it is, also has its hidden challenges with the wind and the lava and some of the longest shots across the water that you would see next to a few other courses on the Kohala Coast. So it is not for the faint-hearted to test their skills. It is a championship course. And we do believe those who do become champions will definitely become part of the legends of Mamalani who have played in our Hawaii State Open.
Kala Kaaihue and Kala Kaaihue are both in this tournament. One's the junior. Yes. So this is a dad and son combo here.
And that's exactly what we love about it. Jeff Costin, who has won our senior open division, who is a former tour player from the Pacific Northwest, also comes down, and he brings his son Tyler to come out and play as well. The Jones family from Utah come out every year and play. And I know that there's a lot of people question us why we have quite a few mainland players participating. And, our response as the PGA is this is an open event. We encourage everybody to come out and play. We want our local players, of course, to play. And that's why we try to make sure we get them in as quickly as possible. But I think it really speaks a lot to the tournament's history and of course, the experience that Mamalani provides to the players, that we have all these travelers from around the world that make it to the islands during Christmas to experience Mamalani Resort.
One of those is E.A. Tischler. I mean, I've seen his name for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you remember, Ed used to be out here for a long time teaching, and he's moved on to Southern California. And he and his wife are also coming back, and she's a female professional that will be playing in the Women's Open Division as well.
Far out. And then, of course, we'll have Dean Wilson. David Ishii is playing. Scott Bridges. So we've got PGAs. We've got legends. We've got father sons, father daughters. David Fink, Tad Fujikawa is playing. That's great.
Mike Reed is also playing, and also a former tour player that used to play on tour with Scott Simpson. It really speaks a lot to the tournament when you have these guys come back and play. Dave Eichelberger, U.S. Senior Open champion. Scott Simpson is a U.S. Open champion.
Right.
So when you have players like this that call you up in May or June and say, when's the tournament? Because I need to start booking my travel to Hawaii. I really think that speaks highly of the course at Mamalani Resort at a very high level to have these players want to come back and participate and mark it on their calendar as an event that they'll play in during the year. You're talking to Randall about the same thing with Tiger's schedule. I kind of look at it for our more senior and experienced players, for them to come back and interact, engage with our younger juniors that are playing in this event. I think it's awesome, and it really speaks to what the Aloha Spirit is all about and what the PGA Aloha section provides to the Hawaii golf industry.
Yeah, and I miss Scott Simpson's name when I was going through all the guys who are, it was listed yesterday. So there's Scott. Lance Takeda is going to be in. Kevin Hayashi. I just love the mix. It's fantastic. You guys do a great job. And thank you, Mamalani Resort Hawaii State Open. It's happening this coming week. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Have a great time. And Wes Wailuhua, thanks so much for being on the show.
No problem. problem, Danielle. Thanks for all your support. Merry Christmas.
Merry. Aloha. We're going to come back and see about stretching out, just so you can swing, you know, so you can get that shoulder and hip rotation going on. That's so important. We'll be back right after this. Karen Palacios Jensen in the clubhouse, LPGA teaching, master teaching professional. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, there's only 24 days to the Century Tournament of Champions, and working five shifts or more, you get two uniform shirts and a cap. 1 weekly pass to the tournament. You get meals, complimentary round of golf at the bay course. Volunteers working less than five shifts, three is the minimum. They get one uniform, shirt, cap, or visor, shift meals, a weekly pass to the tournament. They really probably need drivers. Drivers was a big thing the last time I talked with Nancy Cross. So you want to go to tournament, excuse me, start over. You want to go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. That's it. Century, S-E-N-T-R-Y, TournamentOfChampions.com. And then you just see volunteers at the top, and you can go check it out. See if you can't be a volunteer. That would be so cool. It's so much fun. And it's great exercise because the plantation course, it's a challenge. And that's part of the deal. You know, there are no carts allowed for these guys. They're walking four rounds, and they're hitting, and they're swinging, and they're putting, and they're chipping. And now we're going to bring Karen Palacios Jensen in, the LPGA teaching master, teaching professional, and the creator of Cardio Golf. You can find her at cardiogolf.com. Welcome in, Karen.
Hi, Danielle. I love the way you pronounce my name. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Most people butcher it, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. I was admiring, you know, when you have, I was chipping off a bare lie on your website. And uh-huh. I was watching the QBE shootout at Tiburon. And Brandon Steele tried to chip off a bare lie after Keegan Bradley tried to do a long putt out of the short stuff. He just, uh-huh. you know, instead of chipping, he putted it, came kind of close, and then his partner Brandon tried to chip it, and it didn't work. It's chipping off a barrel.
Yeah,
that's hard. Why did you focus that on your website?
Well, that was one of the tips the Golf Channel asked me to do, so that was the number one reason. But, you know, it happens a lot. You know, they're not watering the courses as much lately, you know, because of water restrictions. So you're going to find a lot of bare lies around the green. So you need to know how to do it. And it's probably one of the most difficult shots in golf because there's no room for error. As you can see, Brandon Steele couldn't do it, and he's a professional. So it's really hard. The key, Danielle, is in the setup, to make sure that you set up so that you can give the ball like a downward descending blow, where most amateurs or high handicappers go wrong, is they kind of try to scoop the ball. So you can get away with that in fluffy grass, but not off of a bare lie.
So you have to, that's counterintuitive, isn't it? To come down steep on something that's so exposed.
Absolutely. You actually are trying to kind of like think of tiddlywinks, hit down on the ball, and the ball rolls up the face and gives it spin so that when it lands, it's controlled and it stops. If you scoop, two things happen. You'll either bottom out before on the ground and catch the upper ball, you know, and then give it overspin, or you'll pop the ball altogether.
Wow.
So, chipping off of a bare lie is actually a great way to practice your impact position, because impact, the same thing, you're trying to hit down, especially with an iron, not necessarily the driver, but you're trying to get that leading edge to strike the ball first, turf afterwards.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, when you said tiddlywinks, I think that really turned the light on for a lot of people. You know, it was perfect, because you're just trying to do exactly that motion.
Right.
So I was teasing people about how you're going to loosen us up. Because we were talking with Brandel Chambly earlier, and we were talking about over fitness. You know, he was talking about Greg Norman's comment that there's ego, you know, build up when you work yourself out for your ego, and then there's golf workouts. There's two different. Do you want to look all buff, or do you want to be ready to play golf buff? And I thought that was an interesting way of putting it. You have to be careful how much you do and not lose your flexibility. And that was my point. Sure. We're going to talk to you about, I mean, you are into golf fitness, and I wanted to talk to you about flexibility.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I know Brandel Chambly, he's kind of anti-fitness. And, you know, I think he focuses on a couple of players that have had injuries. So it kind of looks like, you know, oh, their fitness is what caused their injuries, which, you know, they may have had those injuries with or without their fitness. Maybe their fitness helped them, you know, prevent those injuries a little bit longer. So I'm more into fitness for health as opposed to, you know, fitness to try to make yourself look good. You know, it's all about doing what you can do for your body and your ability. And there's no doubt about it. There's 100 million studies done that working out, your cardio, improving flexibility, strength, and endurance help you, don't hurt you. So, you know, I'm going to go with the experts that say fitness is good. And no matter what your level, you can do something to improve and make yourself better. And it's going to help your golf game. For example, endurance is really important in golf. You were just talking about how all those players have to walk at that course. Yes. And it's really hard. So, you know, the only way to improve your endurance is to you know, do cardiovascular exercise. So you have to pump your heart. And walking is really good exercise, and that'll help you, but you really have to do things to get your heart rate elevated. So you have to kind of monitor your heart rate and practice, you know, getting your heart rate up. And that way you'll increase your endurance so you don't get as tired as much. When you get tired, then you start making weird swings. And when you start making weird swings, you hit bad shots, and then you to overcompensate, and then injuries can come in. So fatigue is a big problem in golf, and simply by increasing your endurance, you can just improve right there.
Exactly. I found that I was out of shape. I don't know whether it was 10 years ago, I had become way too sedentary. So I started walking, just regular walking. Mm-hmm. And then I started double time. I said, okay, I'm going to walk faster. And then I walked faster, right. And then I got on the treadmill. So I got from 2 to 3 to 4. And then I added a little incline. And I didn't do that overnight. I did that over a period of time. It made me comfortable, you know?
Right. Exactly. And that's what you want to do. You want to build a base so that you have that endurance. So then you can actually, you know, do things without getting tired as easily, not get injured, you know. So what you did was perfect.
Yeah, and I think that it wasn't intimidating either. I think that's what people need to know, is that just walking. Just walk your own pace for now. And then you'll find that you don't get tired after a while. If you just keep doing it regularly, that's the most important part is going on. And what I got from Brandel's conversation today is he's not against exercise. He's against becoming so tight muscular that you have to shorten your swing and you can't be as fluid as you might naturally be.
I would agree. Long, lean muscles work best for golf, so flexibility is hugely important. But I would say that, you know, you have to look at the individual to see what they need to work on, as opposed to just saying everybody should be flexible. You know, some women and some men might be more flexible, and then they actually need more strength or stability. So you have to kind of look at the person. If you don't assess, if you're not assessing the person, you're just guessing.
Yeah.
So it's important to do, if you're interested in a golf fitness program, to go see somebody that will put you through a battery of exercises and kind of tell you what your strengths and weaknesses are, improve your strengths, but also get your weaknesses up to where your strengths are.
I like that. Karen Palacios Jensen, LPGA teaching, master teaching professional. CardioGolf.com is her website. When you go to CardioGolf.com, trim your score, shape your swing. What inspired trim your score, shape your swing?
Well, I've been doing actually this my cardio golf program for a long time, for over 16 years now. And what it's all about is, you know you need to exercise for better health. So if you're a golfer, why not work it on your golf game at the same time? So I developed this little program to help golfers get some exercise and improve their swings at the same time. So that sort of came up with that little tagline.
That's good. That's good. And there's also, when you go to cardio, C-A-R-D-I-O, golf.com, download for free, Karen Jensen. I'm going to say Karen Palacios Jensen.
Yes.
Cardio golf pre-round warm-up routine. Loosens up the muscles that are chronically tight in golfers. Also helps rehearse and perfect the proper swing motion. So you've developed this pre-round warm-up routine. I think a lot of golfers don't know, you know, they go warm up, but then they don't know what to do.
Right.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do when I'm here warming up? Yes.
When I see a lot of players, they put the club behind their back and they start kind of twisting, and that's fine, but it's not really rehearsing what the motion you want to be doing for the day. So that warm-up kind of takes you through a battery of exercises, and it ends up with a few exercises that mimic the golf swing, so that, you know, practice what you want to do for the rest of the day.
Do I need something when I didn't get a chance to look at it? I wanted to kind of talk to you about it, you know, without knowing too much, kind of like the listener.
Yeah.
Do I need something in my hands, or is this something?
No, I use a golf club for balance. Or you can hold on to like a golf cart or something, but it's also standing, so you can do it at the driving range. You don't have to lay on the wet grass.
Oh, good.
It's very simple. You know, it starts with big muscles first. We warm up the hips and the legs, the lower body, and then we move up to the torso and the core, the shoulders, and then we do a few what I call weight shift exercises to kind of rehearse the swing. It takes however long you want it to take, but it could take, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. It just loosens up your muscles. And then that way, when you actually make your first swing, you can take your muscles through full range of motion. Where people go wrong, Danielle, is, I mean, hitting balls is a way to warm up, but if you're tight, I mean, the first couple swings, like, sloppy. So what ends up happening is, you're like, oh, something's wrong with my swing. And then you start to fiddle with your swing and make swing compensations. Well, really what it was, you were just not warmed up. And I'm sure a lot of people have experienced, you know, the first 5 holes, like, you know, hitting shanks and tops and everything. And then all of a sudden they finally hit one shot. Well, they finally probably warmed up about after 5 or 6 holes. But by that time, your score is already ruined. So, you know, take a time before that so you can start off good on the first tee.
So many thoughts are running through my mind. A lot of people think it's not that they've warmed up, it's that they've had a couple of beers and so they've relaxed.
That's a whole different warm up.
Yes. And then there's the part where, you know, when you, the first swing, if you don't warm up, the first swing, And people say, well, you know, the first swing is always great. It's the ones after that. I think it could be, you know, sometimes that first swing is really good. You're not thinking, but then all of a sudden your muscles are like, whoa, what did we just do here?
Exactly.
And then everything gets tight and crazy. So, what is chronically tight in golfers?
Chronically tight in golfers is chronically tight in general and people in general. People who sit all day, their hip flexors tend to be very tight. People that work at a computer, their necks and upper backs are very tight. And then what goes along with that is most of the time the opposing muscles are weak. So you've got some tight muscles and some weak muscles, and it's a really bad combination. So you need to work on your chronically tight muscles and find out, like I said, you know, get an assessment and find out what muscles you need to strengthen to kind of balance everything out. So, you know, it's not really a perfect science. It's like an art. You've got to figure out what you need to work on for your game. And I love watching all the pros, you know, do their workouts, but it might not be for everybody. So you kind of have to decide or find out what's best for yourself.
And see, this warm-up that Karen Palacios-Jensen is suggesting that you do, she said you can do it in a couple of minutes. It's not something where you're going to be working for 30 minutes and be too tired to play.
It's very simple. And it actually, a warm-up should feel good. It shouldn't be painful. It's not something that you're, like, holding a super tight motion. You know, it's more, my warm-up is more dynamic, meaning that it's, you're kind of easing yourself into it. You're trying to get the blood flowing through your muscles, Danielle. And when the blood flows, then the muscles loosen up and you can make a long fluid motion. When there's no blood flowing, it's no good.
Her website is cardiogolf.com. Go there. Her name is Karen Palacios-Jensen, Nike Golf Performance Specialist, Certified Pilates Trainer, AFAA Certified to Personal and Group Trainer, Vice President, LPGA Teaching and Club Professionals, and LPGA Teaching Master Teaching Professional. Thank you so much for being on the show with me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. I love to talk to you.
That's wonderful. We really, you must stay in touch with me.
Okay, I will, for sure.
Okay, aloha. We're going to come back and find a gift for you. Ken Barley, a friend of the show for years, he's got a special for you, okay? Plus, he just got back from South Africa. South Africa, home of Gary Player and so many, Ernie Els. He went to South Africa. And he's back. I bet you he's got a whole lot of great photos that he wants to turn into photo ball markers. We'll be back with Ken Barley right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Feet of the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to
to Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Ken Barley is the co-founder and co-owner of Photo Ball Marker with Char, who's an amazing golfer. She's like always playing in these USGA events, you know, and you must have a fabulous handicap to be able to play in these fabulous USGA events. And the two of them got together and created something you can mark your ball with good luck, an image that you have that you can put it on this ceramic. They do that for you. You just send them the picture and they make it all. A photo, you know, a logo, your kid, a dog, a cat, your significant other, just upload it to photoballmarker.com. Crop it to your liking, submit, and bam, it comes to you. It's a ceramic ball mark with a magnet, of course, for your hat clip, your divot tool, necklace, brooch, keychain. You can get all of those things, too. You know, the brooch, the keychain, the necklace, the divot tool. Divot tool. Ken Barley, come into the clubhouse.
Hello, how you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, I love how you pronounce my name, too. And one other thing on that Charlotte does that for flexibility that Karen was talking about is she really has gotten into doing ropes at the gym.
Ropes?
And those ropes, where you just swing the rope, two ropes at the same time, boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
And that has definitely picked up her club head swing.
So wow, the speed. Oh, fun. I can see that. Oh, yes, that's good.
So that's amazing. I thought that was great stuff with Karen you were talking about.
When you went to South Africa, you and Char, did you have a hard time keeping her off the golf course?
We did. She wanted to bring clubs, and we said she couldn't do that. And then we drove by a couple golf courses, and she said we had to stop there. But she was more interested in our son getting married, so we could distract her there. So.
Is that why you went to South Africa?
We went to Cape Town for our oldest son. Got married right in Cape Town.
Wow.
And then we went to Kruger National Park for 4 days.
Oh,
and that's where we saw lions and elephants, impalas, giraffes, it was hippos, rhinoceros, water buffalo. We saw everything. And Char took about 4,000 pictures, and I think she's going to have about 30 or 40 new ball markers when she starts uploading those pictures.
Jumbo ball markers.
The jumbos are amazing. They're like poker sized ones now. And at first, we couldn't get people buying these things, and we were looking at them going, no, these things are great. People need them. And then we got a feel out there. But now this Christmas, all of a sudden, about a third of them we're making are these jumbo ones, and we're trying to figure out why that is. And what we're deciding is, people are actually using them on the course, and their friends are seeing them, and they're going, oh, I need one of those large ones, too.
Exactly.
And so it's amazing how those are picking up.
Yes, and there's a special offer from Ken Barley, photoballmarker.com. That's where you go, but I've got a website for the special offer, okay? So if you forget the special offer, that's fine. You can still go to Photo Ball Marker and place your order. But the offer this weekend is at http://golfclub.photoballmarker.com. So you just put golf club in front of photoballmarker.com and you get $8 off any order this Saturday and Sunday. And then it's back to $5 off on Monday. The promo code is golf club. Yes, Ken.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's exactly right. You just go golfclub.photoballmarker.com. And when you go there, you'll know you're in the right place because the Danielle Tucker Radio Golf Club banner is there on top. And basically what we're offering is, you know, $8 is the cost of one regular ball marker. So we're trying to give every your listeners, you know, basically a free ball marker. They still have to spring for the shipping and handling charge, though.
Well,
$4.95.
There you go. And it's so worth it. And then the jumbo ones, let's say, you know, when you have a couple of people, like the whole family's in a picture, on the small ones, everybody kind of gets a little lost in there. But the jumbo
one,
right? Very lost. But the jumbo ones, I have a picture of my grandson and I, and I think it, you know, he's gotten way too big. I mean, I need some shrinking juice, you know, he's got to go. He's got to go back down to when he was like 4 years old. That would be really cool. He's gorgeous. And I have a picture of the two of us that actually, you know, I can stand seeing me. And he looks fabulous. So I'd like to make a jumbo photo bar marker, out of that, you know, and, jumbo ball markers, they're just, very, very cool. And tell us about the ceramic, because these aren't just ball marks, like, you know, just what's the big deal with ball mark?
Right. What we do is that when you send us the photo, it's actually embedded into the ball marker, and then we use some epoxy doming that's very clear, and it's actually eco-friendly, that epoxy that we're using. And so we basically dome them, and then we have to let them settle for about 24 hours, and they harden, and then they last forever. I mean, we've been doing this for, I believe, what, 8-9 years now. I've been talking to you many of those.
Yes.
And we've yet to have one come back. So they are as durable as they can possibly be.
And they're rich looking. You know, it looks rich when you have a photo ball marker and you're giving them, and photo ball markers are awesome. Now, you're a retail? You're in a store now?
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about this. We put together with our golf necklace, and we put together two ball markers in the golf necklace. So basically each package, there's two ball markers and the corded golf necklace. And then we give them a code that allows them to go online, just like a gift code, and order one online also. And we approached Fiddler's Green, a local store in the area, and showed it to them. We actually used it ourselves at Portland Golf Show last year, and people were liking it. So then we showed Fiddler's Green, our local golf shop, you know, what we did. And so they agreed to carry it for us. And so they're our first store with the retail package, which we've wanted to do forever. We wanted to figure out some way to get this custom photo, you know, in. And I think this is a great way to do it. So we're pretty excited about that. So we're going to be looking for a golf course or two to, you know, help us start that and see how it goes.
So. Yeah. So Fiddler's Green in Eugene is the first outlet, and it's a packaged golf necklace with two ready-made ball markers. The same photo ball marker, just with maybe a flower design or something like that.
Exactly. We got flowers in there. We got some flags. We got some military ones. We're about to have a bunch of lions and stuff for the latest photo. So I think we'll come out with a whole new wild animals collection. So basically, it's pretty cool. They pick through, like, we got 7 or 8 of them there, and then they pick through the ones they want. And we also have, like, just sort of freestanding collection on their counter also. And so if somebody wants to switch one, they can actually, fiddlers, they can actually switch one out, or, you know, if they wanted one instead of one of the flowers or something.
Right, right. And then when they go home, they've got the option to do, again, what we can do. And what we're suggesting you do for the special gift for the holidays is go to golfclub.photoballmarker.com. And you build your order by selecting the picture that you just really would like to have on a ball mark. A really, really classy ball mark. And then you upload it, and then you edit it, because it, you know, it automatically says, just like on Facebook, you know, that little says, where, how would you like to center this picture? It does that. And then you just do it, and then you send it, and bam. Ken and Char, they are working. You're still working from home, right?
Yeah, we still do this out of our house, actually. So.
See?
It works pretty good in the evening.
This is a mom and pop business. This is a mom.
We are the ultimate mom and pop business. We are very proud of what we are.
Yes.
And when we came, it was 2 weeks in South Africa, and we came home, and it was a load of orders waiting for us. But our customers, we told them, yeah, we were going to be gone for a couple of weeks, and they all understood that, and they displayed, you know, terrific patience. We have just this great family. We call them our family of users, And they are, you know, they are truly a family, and it's definitely a growing family.
So the photo ball marker is slightly over an inch wide, and the jumbo is slightly over an inch and a half. That's the golf ball marker that you're going to have your photo put in when you go to golfclub.photoballmarker.com. You get $8 off this weekend. Okay.
That's correct.
$8.
And one final question for you. What is your favorite African elephant? Not elephant, oops, African animal.
My favorite African animal. Oh, my goodness. I guess the hippo. You know, I love. Okay. Yeah, I had one charge me. Run at me at the Honolulu Zoo because I was leaning over his enclosure trying to get a nice picture. He was staring at me. And then he just kind of like took a couple of real rushing steps like, "You're way too close, lady. Back up."
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's the lion. I love lions. They're cool. They're very laid back, it seems. Boys are lazy and the girls go out and do the hunting. I mean, they've got it made.
We saw three sets of lions at Kruger, three different sets.
Wow.
One was in a riverbed. One walked right about 100 yards across the road, a male and a female, about 100 yards in front of us at Kruger. And then another one was about in a field, you know, about 200 yards out. And those are probably the three, you know, all three of those were like, "Oh, wow, I'm here, you know, in this Jeep looking at wild animals."
This Jeep. Thank goodness I'm in this Jeep looking at wild animals. Oh, my. Ken Varley, always great talking with you. Thank you for being on the show with me.
You betcha. And we'll send you a lion ball marker from Kruger.
Okay? Oh, cool. I'd love it. Remember, you get $8 off this weekend. Golfclub.photoballmarker.com. And if you miss this weekend, just go to Photo Ball Marker. Or you can always get $5 off by going to golfclub.photoballmarker.com. Have I said that enough? I think I have to bring Stephen Arendt into the clubhouse. We're going to talk a little Century Tournament of Champions. Ken Varley, Photo Ball Marker, say hi to Char. I'm so happy that you guys made it back and that you had fun. And I can't wait to see watching her edit her 4,000 pictures is really going to be special. Thank you,
Ken. It is special. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And into the clubhouse he comes, Stephen Arendt, head professional, Plantation Course at Kapalua, home of the Century Tournament of Champions. Did you get their pro shop opened up and ready to go?
We got it open.
It's almost always open, I feel like.
Especially now with you're doing everything to get ready for the Century Tournament of Champions. What kind of added work do you have to do with all of the professionals and all the people coming to watch?
Well, you know, right now the grandstand started going up about 3 days ago. So that's always kind of a project in itself, just trying to put those grandstands up on the first tee, 18 tee box, nine. We changed a little bit of where the entryway is going to be this year, so they're going to kind of come off the main drag, the lower road there, and kind of cleaned up some of the area down there, so it's really beautiful. Different concessions this year, and I think it'll really be really embraced. The golf course is in beautiful shape. We've had a great week of weather, and looking forward to having all the tour players come and visit.
What is the long-term forecast? I haven't seen one. I know you guys get those.
Danielle, it's perfect out in Kapalua every day.
Okay. Well, let's forget that then. And there will be no wind. I was on the Big Island when the wind came through last week? Yes, around Tuesday or Wednesday. Man, did you get any of those breezes?
Oh, of course we did. Of course, Kapalua, the West Maui Mountains are one of the rainiest spots in the world. So we do get a little bit of rain here and there. And we do definitely get those trade winds that typically we really love those trade breezes because they're keeping us a little cooler. I know golfers, especially on a hole like number 10, where you got maybe a 30-mile-an-hour wind in your face and you got to add three clubs and hit a 7-iron from 100 yards. I know that's a little bit unusual, but sometimes golf is just about survival.
Yes, sometimes it is. Now tell me, I know the plantation course Corin Crenshaw built.
Correct.
With the trade winds in mind. What would be the perfect, to challenge the guys, what would be the perfect speed that wind would need to blow?
You know, the last 2 years we've actually had Kona breezes, and that Kona breeze makes the golf course play unbelievably short. So I would prefer if we kind of just had our typical trade wind, like, you know, your typical 20-mile-an-hour breeze.
Yeah.
That will really then challenge them, because then with a couple of the false fronts on the greens and some of the hole locations, it'll kind of present that, you could short side yourself and really get yourself kind of snarled up in kind of a gnarly lie, and then having to flop it over or do something. So, you know, the greens out here, of course, are pretty tricky. And
besides being big, you mean?
Well, besides being big and the grain and the influence of the West Maui Mountains, it makes the greens very just very pretty difficult for the average golfer. And because we've never had a first time winner with the Tournament of Champions ever, and we got so many first timers coming this year, I would say if anybody's making any plays out there, to make sure that you go with somebody who's already played here in the past, possibly won in the past.
Yeah, good point. But a lot of these guys, don't they come out and play the course several times before the tournament actually starts?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we get guys coming in a week to 10 days ahead of time trying to play. And yeah, in the last few years, I'd say probably Jordan and Brant Snedeker seem to be the two guys that probably play the most amount of practice rounds and probably work on the putting green probably the most. So that's played to certainly Jordan's advantage a couple of years ago. They get their reps in and such, but still, for, you know, the competition level versus kind of just out there slapping the ball around amongst buddies is a little bit different.
Yeah.
We've all played in the tournament, and all of a sudden those three-footers become a little bit more challenging.
Yes, of course. Oh, I wanted to ask you, for the newcomer to the game, what's a false front?
False front is kind of, you know, when the front part of the green kind of rolls off a little bit, so it kind of plays to, if you hit the green and maybe you got a little bit of spin on the ball, it's probably coming back at you and rolling off the green. So a false front just kind of has, it's green in front, but rolling towards you.
Yes, yes. And what about on 18, what I love is that downhill green. Which, you know, if you get a little bit too much speed on it, if the wind blows, it just kind of rolls off and goes right down the gully into the end of the world.
Yeah, that bunker on the left side on the green there, definitely, I don't see too many people in there because most people try to favor the right half of the green.
But yeah, it can definitely pick up some speed. That Saturday hole location for the tournament is usually front right, and that's the most challenging hole location because it's a small area and it's pretty hard to land it in there and keep it there.
Yeah. Wow. And what about when there's an uneven field and there is a marker chosen? He just plays to keep things, keep that solo guy, you know, company.
Yeah.
What is the name for that other than marker?
Really just a marker.
And okay.
If that were to happen, they give the tour player the option. They would either play, I would actually have to go out there and play, or they just play by themselves. So a few years ago, I want to say maybe 5 years ago, Scott Carroll was the head pro here at Plantation, and he actually played with Jim Furyk. But then also a couple years ago, we had Chris Kirk shoot tie the course record at 62, and he played in about 2 hours and 40 minutes. And of course, walking around this place in 2 hours and 40 minutes and shooting a course record like that, obviously he didn't have to take a whole lot of swings, so he was pretty efficient.
Did he do that? When you mentioned that he shot a course record in 2 hours and something minutes, 62, amazing. Was he by himself as well?
Yeah, he was by himself.
Yeah.
So that's where, again, the head pro would he actually be the marker, or they have the ability to go out there and play by themselves.
Uh-huh. I see. Now I understand. Yes, Chris definitely chose the be by myself. I can play at my own pace, and I don't have to get to know somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, and I can see the benefit of that. But I was thinking of you. I was going to say, would you be a marker? And it is the head professional for the Plantation course, assuming that you've been, of course, on the course long enough to know it and keep up.
Yeah, you know, usually when I'm playing, I'm usually going out there with my wife or my girlfriend or you know, my buddies or my assistants or you know, I'm usually out there for entertaining purposes. So it's a little bit different. I would think I might struggle to hold on to the club if I had to be out there with a Jim Furyk or a Spieth or somebody.
That was my follow-up question. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Always ready.
Always
ready, Daniel.
That's magnificent. And what are the responsibilities for you when the tournament starts? Yeah, I'm sure no one's playing the Plantation course. So what do you have to do?
You know, all the work goes into it kind of really beforehand. You know, so the last month and then really what I got in front of me the next 4 weeks. You know, just prepping, and it's really organization of putting the right people in places for, you know, where the driving range is. I got a great gentleman down who works down on the other side in West Maui. Not West Maui, but down in Kihei, actually, East Maui. And Keith Anderson, he comes up here, and he does a lot of the club repair work for guys on the range. It's putting together the pro-am, you know, in cahoots with Nancy Cross at PGA headquarters down here, putting a lot of just really organizational purposes. Once the tournament really starts, in a lot of ways, I'm kind of hands off because the tour just kind of more or less takes over, because really an average day out here, you got about 140, 150 players. So when we got down to 35, 34 tour players, it's a whole different ballgame. And actually, it almost kind of runs itself.
I kind of figured that. Do you need volunteers to help you get ready for it?
Volunteers are fantastic. Yeah, I mean we get almost 1,000 volunteers that assist from Pro-Am Day starting January 3rd through the end of the tournament. Then on Sunday, January 7th. So yeah, we got a lot of volunteers helping with transportation, volunteers helping on the course, volunteers, you know, with the quiet signs around the greens and the tee boxes. A lot of that is, again, prep work. We've had several meetings in the last month about, you know, about all those different scenarios. So, again, all the prep work really is the 2 months prior leading up to it. And then once Thursday really hits, I can almost kind of take a big breather and, you know, just really just pray for good weather.
Yes, that's your job is then to go and, you know, sit out on a ledge and just chant.
Spend a lot of time at church and just pray for good weather.
Yes.
That, The weather definitely makes it, and you know how it comes across on television. You know, I'm from Chicago, so of course all those poor folks in Chicago that are sitting there with maybe 5 degree weather, staring out, looking at the whales breaching, and we've been so fortunate and blessed with great weather the last couple of years. That just makes it that much more of a special event.
So when you brought up club repair, they don't bring all of those big trucks that you see at the different tournaments, to like the Nike truck or the Titleist truck or the TaylorMade truck, or the Nike truck doesn't exist anymore, the Callaway truck, all of those repair trucks that they have on tour so that something happens to a club. So that's when your fellow comes over from Kihei area. What's his name?
Keith Anderson.
Far out. Way to go, Keith. Congratulations. That's an awesome position to be in.
So, yeah, and, you know, all the reps from all the different, from all your different vendors, from Titleist, Callaway, everybody, there is somebody representing those companies that can do work for them. Mm. It's kind of minor stuff, you know, maybe grips, you know, maybe a quick adjustment, check my lie angle.
Right.
Those types of things. But, yeah, with the tour vans, easier for them to kind of be on the Continental 48 and traveling around as opposed to trying to get to the island.
Right, exactly. And the caddies.
Yep.
What do you do for the caddies?
What do we do for them? I've heard from several of them that we probably treat them the best out of all the events that they play in. So,
bravo.
More or less, all we got to do is feed those guys and give them towels.
Just make sure they have a place to go and eat. That's
make
the
sure
most...
they got an endless supply of granola bars and eggs and bacon laying around, and those guys are fine.
That's great. If you'd like to get the 2018 sponsor options, there are many, and I'm sure you're still welcome to get in on all of those. I'm not sure who to get in touch with, but you just need to go to the Century Tournament of Champions.com and check out if you wanted to, for instance, be a volunteer. I know they've always needed drivers or marshals. Those two positions they were looking for at last report, mainly on-road transportation. You got to have a driver's license, you know, a clean record of driving, and you don't need a car. They provide you with the vehicle, so don't sweat that part. And it's a fabulous event. There's the plantation package and a victory package and a skybox a la carte. This sounds like so much fun. A preferred seating, and they serve beer and wine and poo-poos. That's where I'd like to be. But I want to thank you, Stephen Arendt, for being on the show, the head professional over at the Plantation Course. Lucky man you are. How did you get that job?
Oh, man. Well, yeah. I guess I probably pinch myself every day when I'm coming into the office, certainly, because I know it's the most beautiful place in the world, and I know that I'm very fortunate, and I'm a fourth-generation golf professional, so it's kind of my last name's been in the golf business for over 130 years, so it's all based on reputation and knowing the right people, and timing is everything.
And the good work that you do. Stephen Arendt, head professional, Plantation Course at Kapalua, home of the Century Tournament of Champions. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha.
Thanks.
I want to thank all the people who make the show possible, including new in Kahala is Good Day Coffee, offering excellent cappuccinos. I love their coffee. They sell the bean. It's so smooth. Espresso drinks located inside the consignment center across the street from Kahala Mall. Did I tell you that the coffee is really smooth? I mean, really. Comes from the Big Island. They have outside seating, free Wi-Fi, very dog friendly. So this is a great place for you to go hang out after you've become exhausted with the work of trying to find all the necessary gifts for all the people, including, of course, yourself. That's what you're really laden down with, right? You found all those specials. You don't know what to do with all those bags. Go across the street to the consignment center, hang out, free Wi-Fi, get comfortable, and then get back in there for the rest of the people who you need to get gifts for, right? Futura Stone, thank you. The Golf Club is made possible by the great people at Creative Plumbing. Creative Plumbing. You know, I always talk about whether it's a building, a shopping center, a hen house, a store, a custom home. Everybody needs plumbing. whether it's a new build, starting from scratch. Oh, don't they love that? A renovation, you just got to do a lot of digging and finding the old stuff, and that's a little bit more complicated. Repairs, you got to keep the water in the pipes, you know? I mean, it's just as simple as that. And when it breaks, you, what are you going to do? Where do I shut it off? You got to call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right, serving Hawaii for over 40 years. The name again is Creative Plumbing. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse. I mean, they've actually done polished concrete in a warehouse. Do you know how awesome that looks and how hard that is to do? Polished concrete. Then you put a color on it if you want. It's amazing. No idea it could look that good. If you've got a home project, you know, you've wanted to do this, get in touch with Futuristone. Natural stones is what they specialize in. Brazilian quartzite flagstone. They have the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control system for you to check out. Interlocking concrete pavers. Roman stack walls. That's right. Futuristone. Only the best. I want to thank you for your mana. And if you want to hear the show again or a segment of it, it's radiogolfclub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.